Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and we're diving into another fireside chat with you, leaders of the Art of Construction Tribe. And today, we're going to know-ify your business. A better way to run your contracting business. For you contractors and affiliates out there crushing it, we are scouring the globe and looking for tools to help us do that, right? And today, why we're really excited to have a construction tech platform come onto the podcast is we get to interview the origin story and founder, CEO, Mark Vicente. And what I love it in the pre-interview is when they're like, I really want to talk through why I built this tool instead of what it does. Because if we go there, we're going to tune out. But you're going to tune into this baby to talk about how we can know-ify contractors and how we're going to do that. Or the main message that we want to convey to you is that know-ify believes that there is a new way of innovative contractors who are hungry to grow their business. Tribe, that's you. We are the ones that want to break down these silos and move it forward. They are the entrepreneurs who understand the value of innovating and leveraging data and want to find new ways to grow a business with healthier, more predictable growth. And when I heard that, I was like, Tribe, that's it. You know, I'm one of you. We're here to say there's a better way to do this. And how it's going to benefit you is that know-ify's platform gives you the tools needed to complete projects more efficiently and provides visibility into how each decision they make is affecting our bottom line in real time. Tribe, the art of construction is the art of moving money. And to move money, we have to have tools to do that. So from my perspective, I'm super excited to explore a construction-specific CRM tool, customer relation management. And so we have to figure that out in the specific to be able to run in the riches and the niches for you contractors and our affiliates pulling in all the data drop chasms of the AEC silos. And we talk about the one source of truth for buildings from the lessons learned from our friends over at Trimble and all these other platforms. But what about one source of truth for operations? And I can tell you of all the business and all the stuff I've worked on, it boils down to that net profit to get to that finish line of serviceability, that operations and finance, that bucket that is so important. So without further ado, let's get in and meet the co-founder and CEO at know-ify, Mark Vicente. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
I would say wine. I grew up in a place where you would have wine at the table, right? So for me, that's, you know, when I think about drinking something, that would be it.
All right. What's one wine and region? Whenever we get the wine house, we got to know what part of the world and which one.
I would say like northeast of Spain, you know, like Catalonia, where they would have like their button marketing. So you will not find those wines at, you know, in the US restaurants. But it's really good wine, like, you know, less expensive, you know, like excellent for like, you know, after a long day at work, just having like a nice glass.
Awesome. I love a good value guy, right? Find the best value out there. What is a favorite place you've traveled?
I would say Japan. And actually, I know that some other people have said that in the past, but what I loved about Japan was the fact that they, you know, they are so perfect at everything that they do, right? You would go to a pizza place. What would you go to a pizza place? And you would find the best pizza of your life. You know, you would go to a, you know, a bakery and you would have the best croissants. Like they are just amazing at how much they care about details and about how much they care about what they produce.
What is one detail in Japan? So you said pizza. Was it a pizza joint or like, give me a specific story.
It was bread, you know, like, it's funny that I got back home with bread in my suitcase because I just love it.
of all the things, we brought home bread in the suitcase. That's awesome. What is a favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're going to talk about and know-ify the contractors out there that we passionately call the art of construction?
I enjoy cooking, but more than cooking, I enjoy buying the ingredients, you know, like sourcing the materials, you know, going to the market, finding that thing that I need today, you know, for this very specific thing that I would like to cook. And that makes me happy, actually, when I go through that process.
Well, you sound like my type of guy, because I'm not the detail person to where I just want the best value and it all put together. And then we can have a platform to help Knowify our customers on how to grow their business. So what is your story that led you to becoming the founder and CEO of Knowify?
It's you know, kind of like a long story that it pretty much starts when I got to the US. You know, like I came to the US to go to school. I always had in mind to come here because I wanted to start my business here. You know, realistically, I always thought this idea of like, you know, I know it's overused, but the American dream, you know, of like coming here and building your own adventure.
Cool.
And, you know, and I got here, you know, I had like every other foreigner, I wanted to stay. I wanted to have a visa. So I got hired by a company in downtown New York to work as a product manager. And there I met Dan, the co-founder of Knowify. And Dan and I started this idea of like, why don't we build this like, probably like mini ERP, you know, like, or mini like business management software for small businesses, you know, like, but growing, you know, when you go from that, from mini to small, you know, when you have all these like, you know, pain points in the back office. And that's how I got here. You know, I think it was like, I did not know that you would be in construction. I did not know that you would be like, you know, specifically for like what Knowify is today, but I knew I wanted to build a business here in the US.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited for that backstory because that's what we do here. And we need more marks to help us, especially I'm passionate about the warriors out there that are just trying to get their business going. And I challenge a lot of the people that have quote unquote made it. And when you get inside and see how their infrastructure around construction management really works, of trying to understand all these different APIs is something that I'm just fascinated about, trying to understand the differences between CRMs and ERPs and all this stuff about scaling that. So tell us about Knowify and what all that it does.
So Knowify is a platform that will help the growing contractor manage their projects. That's kind of like, you know, the very quick explanation. And you can see it as, you know, going from, you know, managing your leads, creating your budgets and estimates, sending them to your customers, getting them signed or not signed, you know, following up on those that don't get signed. And then when you win a project, like, you know, like tracking labor, materials, equipment, subcontractors, everything in real time and invoicing your customer like one or multiple times and doing that in parallel with many other projects, right? So that would be literally like the Knowify contractor. You know, I have multiple projects. I have all this work in the back office. I just have to put all the pieces together, you know, and it's all this like never-ending stream of things that I have to deal with. And I think that, you know, if you think about the ideal, you know, the ideal Knowify contractor, it would be that one, you know, the one that is like a self-performing contractor, someone doing the job by themselves or like mostly doing the job by themselves and subcontracting part of it. That they run like multiple projects, you know, and it's getting complicated and it's getting like, you know, elaborate and you know that you can do better. You know that there is a better way to probably run your business. And those are usually those that will come to Knowify, you know, to work on this platform.
I love that. And actually yesterday I was in a meeting where Art of Construction facilitates a group called the WDOC, the Window Dealer Owner Council. Mm-hmm. And in that meeting, the heart of the meeting was around trying to find a service platform that plugs into all these different platforms that are moving in all these different directions. Yeah. And it's amazing of all the time people are looking at trying to find something that works for their business when what makes your business special is what makes it unique. But to scale and grow a business, you have to really systemize that and understand who are your ideal clients. I'd be curious, who are Knowify's target clients?
Most of them will be specialty contractors. You know, I think that while we have a decent group of like general contractors on the platform, I would say that those specialized trades, you know, those working in like, you know, electrical, HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, excavation, demolition, and running all these many projects at the same time, you know, like most of them doing commercial work, but also some residential work. And, you know, going from this phase of like, I'm growing, you know, and I want to grow with confidence and I want to understand what's going on. I want to understand how much money I'm making per project. I want to understand which projects I should be taking on and which I should just be like avoiding, you know, and I think that those are the ones, you know, those are the ones that really like enjoy Knowify and will do well on the platform.
I love that tagline. We all want to grow with confidence, right? Because either you're growing or dying, but if you're growing and you don't know your numbers, you may fall off the cliff, right? So in the pre-interview, you explained how Knowify for Contractors, it wasn't your original version that you set out to create. And I'm really passionate about hearing this story to understand how you worked around. And can you tell us that story of how contractors came to be your target client?
It's an interesting story because it's unique in the way that, you know, that Knowify was born. So when Dan and I met, you know, we were both coming from like small business background. You know, our families run small businesses, you know, interior design, IT services, engineering, and we were trying to help those professional services firms with the original idea of Knowify. You know, like, let's help these architects, engineers, lawyers, as they go from like micro to small, from small to medium, right? So that was the original idea. That's what we launched to the market in 2015. Super excited. I thought it was a really cool product. It was doing all this, like, again, project management, you know, contract management, invoicing. So it was literally the same. We launched to the market. It was a product with like a free trial. So you'd be able to just go online, sign up by yourself, you know, get started. And we started seeing that, yes, we had a few architects and lawyers, but we started to see like a bunch of contractors signing up, you know, and what did we do? So we would call them up and ask them, why did you sign up? You know, like, what brought you here?
I mean, literally, that's a good way to start a business. Who signs up? You go ask them why.
But think about this, right? There wasn't a single word in our website or the product that would say construction or contractors, not a single one, you know, and still they would go and sign up and use it. And not only that, they would put the credit card down and start paying, you know, by themselves. So obviously we would have to go and ask them. And the first two were commercial plumber here in New York and a fire suppression guy in Michigan. So, you know, we would call them, and you know, both were using QuickBooks, right? So they would start with like, yeah, we're using QuickBooks. It's, you know, good for accounting and finances, but that's it, right? I don't know, like change order management, project management, like progress invoicing, you know, like payment applications. All these things are not there, right? So we would like to find these other features. We thought, okay, cool. You know, so, okay, so they're missing some features on QuickBooks. But the second piece that all of them were telling us was that, by the way, Mark, I have no idea how much money I make per project. And that blew my mind. You know, that literally blew my mind. So wait a second. You are telling me that there is this gigantic industry with many, many, many businesses, project-based businesses that do not know their margins. How do they run the business? How do they stay in business in the first place? How do they know if I can take a project or not? You know, like, how do they know? I don't know. I was like amazed. So obviously Dan and I went and started like doing some research, talking to some PMs here in New York that they were working for larger GCs and trying to see to what extent that was actually real, or it was just like a matter of like, you know, a bunch of, you know, early adopters that were confused, you know, in the internet. And no, we discovered that there were like many, 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 many contracting firms that didn't fully know, you know, they just had no idea on like, they were taking on projects, they were doing fine. They were growing, but it was like this growth without any control, without any understanding of what's actually going on. And we thought there has to be a better way of doing this. You know, there actually has to be a better way of doing this. And that was the origin of Knowify. I think these contractors, they took over. So, you know, we dropped architects, lawyers, engineers, and we became Knowify for contractors. And that's the origin of the story.
This is my favorite part about the art of construction, is to hear how businesses came together from this bigger why and coming construction tech that's coming into the warriors that are out doing it. And when you come into it, I love, you know, you're blowing my mind by you saying it blew my mind when a commercial plumber using QuickBooks, they don't know how much money they made on job costing specifics. And I can tell you, I own a business, I coach businesses. This herein lies. Job costing is so hard at a job level. Yep. And my statement of the days are long, some days are so long in construction that it's just so hard to get through it, but the years are so short. So where you actually know if you made money is when you're accounting at the end of the year through your QuickBooks that you've just throw out there and what comes back, that's how a lot of people figure out if they won or lost. And that is so hard to do it that way. And it's so demoralizing of, did I hit the lottery or not this year? And what projects actually did that? So I'm really intrigued about how does your platform help you with job costing?
So it helps you pretty much by not having to wait until the end of the year. So that's the reality, right? You don't want to wait until the end of the year. It's like you kind of like need this information faster. You need to know if you are like bleeding out in a very a specific phase or a specific job. You know,
maybe wait. If you know your numbers, it's easier to transition and run your business. We can't say this stuff enough because this is why you have to have platforms that is more than just your attorney, your accountant, and QuickBooks. And that's why I love when you say we actually let those parts go so that we could properly focus on the riches and the niches. That's what I'm hearing from you as we go. But like talk through, because quite frankly, there's a lot of platforms that say they can do this. But focusing on that subcontractor about job costing, walk us through how that works.
So obviously our goal was, okay, how can we give you this information in real time? How can we tell you, okay, I'm running project ABC and this is my margin today. You know, that's where I stand today. We knew that we cannot ask you to just go and enter all the data again. I mean, we know that you are like, you have your expenses somewhere. You know, you actually have all these transactions that are project related somewhere. So we thought, okay, let's probably rely on QuickBooks, right? Let's pull all the information that we have there on QuickBooks, all this type of like, you know, maybe invoices that you pay to your subcontractors, or maybe time that you've been tracking somewhere else. And let's put it together in a place, you know, you can call it source of truth for your project, and where you will be able to see at the project level, at the phase level, materials, subcontractors, equipment, you know, like all the right breakdowns for you to understand versus your budgets where you stand. I didn't know the term job costing, honestly, when I got started. It was actually contractors telling me, okay, so this is job costing. And I was like, okay, let's call it job costing. You know, but it's true. It's allocating your costs to the job, to the phase, to the type of expense. You know, and I think that's, we've tried to do it in a very simple way. And I know that everybody will claim the same, but, you know, we actually try to, we know that, you know, if I is not your job, we don't want you to spend like, you know, like 8 hours a day, like, logging into Notify, running Notify. You know, Notify has to be your companion. You know, it has to be your companion in growth. You know, it has to be by your side, helping you grow your business. And that's how we do it. And that's what we believe in.
I love that. Notify needs to be your companion. But the part that companion, we all want a companion, right? But people are challenging and people are different and construction is messy, right? Like I would be very curious of, right now, a hot thing of job costing is there's never issues in construction. There's no issues with supply chain in construction. There's none of that stuff that happens of just waiting for the RFI to actually finish the project, right? No, that's actually the current status of construction, right? So if these other plugins we're all trying to figure out to understand, like, what is the true net profit per job? Because that's how you can actually scale and grow a business. So what other sort of data points can Notify offer that help contractors grow their business?
So we mostly focus on, you know, breaking down projects into all these different, you know, think of like a project plan. You know, we would call it like a place where you would just go have all your different phases, have all the different budgets that you create at Notify. And then we will use all these separate data points of like, you know, expenses, POs, vendor invoices, credit card charges, and we'll just like use all those data points to actually go and, you know, like, and build this idea of like actuals versus budgets, you know, and we will actually try to do it in a way that it's visual for you, that you don't have to go and run reports and let me export this into a spreadsheet, you know, let me just go and start doing pivot tables that I love to do. You know, the idea here is that let me show it to you so you can go and take action, you know, rather than giving it to you and let me go and now like manage this spreadsheet. Another, you know, one more spreadsheet for my, you know, for my work. So I think that's, we try to focus on those things that actually matter for your project and give you the right breakdowns and try to be flexible because you're right. I mean, sometimes people will, you know, will approach me and tell me all these contractors, they're so disorganized, you know, and so behind in adoption of technology. And I usually answer, well, you don't know the construction industry. It's so complicated. It's just so complicated. You know, like it's, and until you're actually inside, you don't understand how much change goes into a project from even like smaller projects. It doesn't, I mean, in gigantic projects, of course, you're going to have like millions of change orders. But even in a small project, things will change. The customer will change, the materials will change, you will change, your employees will change. And it's managing the change at scale. It's so complex. And I said, those are the things that we try to help you, along with like giving you this is the money that you're making per project. We also try to help you with like, these are all the changes, you know, all the things that are happening and you have to manage them somehow. And it is challenging, yes. It's not easy for sure, but at least we know we try to ease the pain and help you at least manage this, like, you know, this change management that is like that so painful in the industry.
Gold. Well, the key, in my opinion, is you said people will change, materials will change, and you're not involved in the art of construction. If that's the level, that's just the pay to play, right? And so how do we manage that to be in the people business instead of being in the whatever your plumbing, windows, contract, whatever you do? You have to think about being in the people business. And then to do that, you have to figure out what we call the art of construction warriors. And we have a whole series dedicated to the people that are connecting the field to the office and making operations work. I'm really curious, how does your subcontractor management work? And does that mean all of them have to use this same platform? Because I don't know about you, but people like the taxi industry that went from Uber and Lyft, you want to have options, but it all plugs into me getting into the car to go to the job site or whatever it has to do, which gets really complicated when they say there's 100 apps for that that don't talk to each other. What's your take to that?
I think that we should be doing a better job at like having these apps talk to each other. I don't like the idea of like forcing subcontractors into using one specific platform. And I know that that's a common theme in the industry. And I know that other softwares will do it. And Noify, usually you don't have to have your subcontractors on the platform. It does mean though that someone else will have to enter the data, right? On their behalf, that's a reality. But I feel that you are running your business, you want to use your software, not someone else's software, because they have told you that you have to log into that software, right? It's difficult enough to run your business. If on top of that, someone is imposing you the tools that you have to use, you know, that's not cool, especially because most of the time those tools will not be made for you, right? You are not the target user. You are just like, you know, an afterthought in the product. And I said that those are the things that we want to avoid. I mean, realistically, I know if I subs don't have to be on the platform. Also, most of our contractors, they will be performing the job themselves, right? So yes, they might use subs, but it will never be kind of like the core of their business, at least for the ones that we work with.
I'm going to hit you with one that we didn't talk about, and excuse my ignorance, Tribe, if everyone else understands this, but I'm really struggling when it comes to they can use their platform, but then they start asking these questions right off the bat is, do you have an API and do you do this and do you do this? And there's all this stuff that has to actually work to make it work. Can you enlighten me a little bit on that as trying to take, I have this QuickBooks and this CRM that they sync together and this thing syncs together and then that doesn't sync together. What's your take on that?
First, let me say it's not easy to make everything sync, right? I know that sometimes I will have people reaching out to me, Mark, this shouldn't be that difficult. You know, you have this field here, you have this other field over there. You know, no, if I should be just syncing both in real time. You know, sometimes I wish. So I think that at least at Noify, we try to be honest around that. And there are certain integrations that we take ourselves that will be native, like the one with QuickBooks. You know, we do believe that, you know, getting all your accounting and financial data in proper sync and not having any sort of like errors there, it's essential. I don't want to be sending invoices to your QuickBooks and those invoices like being wrong for whatever reason. But then we try to explore other integrations that are less core through tools like, for instance, Zapier. You know, I think that we have a bunch of our contractors that will be using HubSpot for like the initial CRM, right? They have a lot of like inbound leads. They will use HubSpot. Whenever something is marked as win on HubSpot, it creates a project in Noify, you know? Then they might actually go and start using Noify, and they might be doing time tracking with another app. They could be using QuickBooks Time, or they could be using something like that. We will connect with that as well, right? So we assume that, you know, we've been talking a lot over the years about like the one single platform, right? Like to do everything. honestly, I'm not sure fully sure you're going to find that one single platform that will actually really like fit your business model. And you were talking a little bit about that before, right? I think that you will find different platforms that fit your needs in different ways, and you would love to for them to be able to sync, you know, to be able to talk to these through these APIs, and to be able to accomplish your goals.
The silver bullet of this one source of truth, you have to make your source of truth.
Yes.
And then you have to partner on that. And when he talks about Zapier, that is an API plugin that different developers use to sync stuff back and forth, because it is really hard of coding and programming to be able to make all this stuff work, because what we call the data drop chasm, back from learning from Bill Allen from Evolve Labs on his podcast, of that from the A to the E to the C and the O, managing all that stuff through these cycles, is that it's really, really hard of those handoffs. And the data set handoffs are really important. So you talk about HubSpot. And I guess another bonus question that I have to ask is, like, give me your 30-second commercial of the difference between a CRM and an ERP, of these different building blocks to have this stuff come together.
I love the question, because it's a question that my marketing team loves. We've been trying to decide ourselves whether we're a CRM or an ERP for a long, 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 long time. I mean, realistically, we are kind of like both, right? I think the CRM will be mostly focused on the customer.
And that's where I want to stop you, that we're all trying to find the silver bullet as a subcontractor, because there's not enough time or money to go invest in all these different things and putting them together. Like, and I have keep getting coached how different they are, but I raise my hand and say, I struggle of one or the other. And well, my evolution is like, it's this easy pay to play with the HubSpot. It's easy to get in the door with a CRM and, or like a method that syncs with QuickBooks or these tools that help you scale the business. But then you find out quickly how many roadblocks they are. And then you start hearing this ERP where you got to get this advanced solution. That's how I have articulated this, but I would love your take on that.
Yeah. Usually when you start like going beyond customer relationship management, beyond like marketing automation, you know, like beyond like managing your like pipeline of leads, and you get into like, you know, the core project management, like scheduling, you know, like purchasing, all these things, is when you actually enter the realm of ERPs. You know, I think that's the transition for you there. It depends on, again, I know that contractors are busy. I know they cannot go and shop around and find 15 different solutions to run their business, and that's why they will tend to go for this silver bullet. But I always say the same, you know, like create a list with all your pain points, like rank them, you know, and see if the first one is like marketing automation or following up on leads, you're talking about CRM. Start with CRM, you know, like go and try to use something that will help you with that. If the first one is like project management, you know, like job costing, scheduling, you might want to look into the ERP business management software side. You know, I think it's a matter of like, you know, the biggest pain point for you. And we will all have like many. You'll have to rank them and understand, okay, this is the first one I would like to tackle today. You know, this is the one
that
is
actually love that. At the end of the day, you got to find the pain and fix it, but careful what you wish for when you say, what do you got to fix? And then you see what these tools can do. And it's like, whoa, right? And so like, how does the bidding on projects within the platform work? Because there's so many platforms. We did deep dive series deep with Builder Trend and these other, you know, compare it with softwares and companies that are strictly for bidding and management, like PlanHub, for example. We had them several podcasts on the show. That is like these specific things that are great for this, like bidding or this, but like putting that together. So like, how does bidding projects work in Knowify?
So if I can compare it to PlanHub, because I think they have an amazing tool. I mean, if you think about PlanHub, they will be more like the place where the customer and the subcontractor will meet, right? The GC and the subcontractor will meet. So it's a place where you will actually post your jobs and then someone else will be bidding for those jobs. On the Knowify side, it's simpler than that, right? It's yourself bidding for jobs that you already know that they exist. You know, you are like outside Knowify, you're getting these opportunities, these leads. Maybe you work. You always work with the same GCs, for instance, right? They are always calling you or sending you, you know, invitations to bid. You will actually use Knowify to put the estimate together, you know, to create your proposal, quote, call it however you want, and sending it to the GC. That would be the bidding that happens on Knowify. It's like a bidding, as in like me bidding for this job, you know, rather than us putting you in touch with GCs that you didn't know, right? Which would be more like a plan-hub approach. I think that realistically, we tend to see like that a large part of our customer base is made of these contractors that will have like a recurring customers. You know, usually yeah, people that don't pay trust.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from you is it's the relationship business.
Yep.
And you have these tried and true relationships that you really, in construction, like you're in the mud together. You're going through this and you do this for many years. But then where that relationship can get soured is that not actually managing, because so many of these platforms or CRMs are about just new, instead of like not just planting seeds every day, but making sure that you see the forest through the trees that's already been built and being able to manage that and working together, integrating that, right? That's, I think, a key part of these platforms that a lot of these businesses that I think you're catering to have this, you know, we call it the Art of Construction tribe. They have their tribe within this Art of Construction that we need to take care of.
Yeah, that you're totally correct. And I think that, again, it comes down to list of pain points, right? If the first one is, I don't have enough jobs, you know, the volume of leads is low, then you have to consider something like PlanHub. You have to consider something that will actually go and get you more jobs. If that's not your problem, if your problem is like, no, I already have the jobs. I just want to have a better relationship with those that I'm working with. You know, I want to know
if the people I'm working with, I'm profitable. And if I'm not, I want to show them and sit down and talk about it.
100%. 100%. That's totally right. And I see that, again, it's a matter of priorities. You know, and you have to understand your business. You have to understand what the priorities are. And you just have to sit down and think about it and, you know, create that list. And I think that's going to help you a lot finding all these software solutions.
So now we've worked through to where we're sitting at the table and worked it all out. And now you're saying like, okay, what financial tool? And majority of the people are coming up the ranks through using QuickBooks or an Intuit, you know, online enterprise, that type of world. Can you tell us about the QuickBooks integration as we're moving down this cycle?
For sure. So we are strategic partners with Intuit. We've been working with them for a long time. And like a few months ago, we signed a partnership where now we go to market together. And you can actually, when you come to Noify, you can actually even buy the bundle, right? So you can actually buy QuickBooks plus Noify directly from us. So I think that shows you to what extent we are integrated with QuickBooks. You know, I think that we have like this bi-directional sync that will actually, you know, if you do stuff in QuickBooks, we will bring it to Noify. You do things in Noify, we will bring them to QuickBooks in a way that you don't have to go and double enter data, you know, which we know that everybody, we all hate it, you know, when you just have to enter things in these other software and then go back to QuickBooks and enter them again, you know, total waste of time. So we actually try to avoid that to the maximum extent. And we also kind of like create this barrier between QuickBooks and Noify so that if you don't need to see accounting data, you don't see it. You know, you're in Noify, you're running you're a PM, you're like, you know, you work on sales, you just care about projects, you just care about estimates, you just care about invoices. So, but, you know, and you leave all the accounting, like chart of accounts and all the financial side for someone else in your organization. So we actually do a very good job at like separating both worlds and helping you focus on what, you know, on what your job is.
Okay, so you got me intrigued. And so the rest of us, we're all listening to say, well, I don't really love my system, but it works. I've been doing this for many years. I built up all this data here. And yes, it's clunky, but my team knows how to do it. And if I talk to other people or local partners or this and that, it turns into this data migration thing that somebody has to stop doing all this other stuff to do this. And they don't have time to do that. And so it becomes this chicken or the egg of, do you help customers transfer all their data into Noify? Because many contractors stay with the same CRM or whatever system they're using, in my opinion, and I'm one of those for the companies I own, I'm in that exact same boat because all their data is already there. It works. And migration is a real pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. What's your take to that?
So yes, let me confirm that migration is a pain in the ass. Right? So, I mean, I have to be honest, right? I'm not going to go and tell you, no, how easy it is. Let me show you how easy it is. It is not, right? So changing the way the system that you have in place is not easy. So it comes down to if you have to do it, you'll just have to go through this migration, right? That's a reality. And now if I, we will help you with that, right? We will try, we will help you, like, you know, bring all your like customers, vendors, all the product services that you offer. We will bring all the projects that you have already like been managing somewhere else, and we'll help you like upload them into Notify in a pretty easy way. So we are aware of that. We know that if we don't help you succeed with the migration, we will fail both. You know, the contacting business will fail because they will not be able to transition properly to Notify, and we will fail because we will not be able to keep you as a customer, right? We need to make this experience as seamless as possible. And yes, there's going to be some back and forth, like making sure the data makes sense. You know, I'm missing certain data points here and there, but the team will help you to the maximum extent possible. Sometimes, usually, the most difficult part would be to just make decision of like, yes, I'm changing, I'm migrating. You know, if you are able to get there, we'll help you do the rest.
No doubt, right? The F word, the fear of change.
Yeah.
Like in this, and that's a real thing. Like, Mark, I really appreciate you calling a spade a spade. Like, I can't tell you how many people like, oh, we just have this thing and it just happens. And just like, when I start hearing that stuff, and what I've found on majority of these construction tech, you deal with the sales team, and they're just selling to get their commission, and they turn you over to the implementers or the integrators or the onboarding, or that team's like, I don't know what he was talking about. And now you've already made the change to the change to the change, and now you're stuck, right? So can you walk us through some of your case studies of some of your early adopters, and like, how long have you been in business, and kind of talk through as we're building this up to Notify our contractors and affiliates?
So maybe let me talk about like the kind of like our very first customers. I think that would make more sense because they're still with us, which makes me proud, right? Because at the beginning, we were not a good product. Let me tell you that, right? So we were as imperfect.
Blazing trails together, right?
We were as imperfect as it gets. But I love the first one. He would actually tell me, no, Mark, I believe this is going to work. And I was like, all right. I like the vote of confidence here, because it was a total mess, even migrating the data, right? Even like bringing data from QuickBooks into Notify. It was the early days of QuickBooks Online Advanced, right? So QuickBooks Online. So that was actually, you know, very painful at the beginning. But realistically, those were like, you know, what I call the construction entrepreneur, right? Those were like guys that they knew there has to be a better way of doing this. There has to be a better system. I'm doing fine. I'm growing. Yes, I have that piece covered. But I do know that this is not sustainable. I cannot really scale up if I continue this route. And I think that's one of these stories about, you know, again, this like commercial plumber in New York that he would go and tell us. We did one case study with him a long time ago. And, you know, like, so, and I was asking him, like, why, you know, like, why did you trash Notify? You know, why are you still like, you know, like here, even if at the beginning it was very difficult? And he would tell me, so I had this one project a few years ago, where I had this like change order for like $50,000 that my GC didn't pay me for, right? And I discovered that like, you know, a couple of months later, and I was able to actually like, I found it on Notify. So I was managing my change orders on Notify, and I saw it on Notify. I was able to just like, you know, send it to the GC. The GC, they approved it, and then I got paid because of that, right? And that was like $50,000 change order, which was, you know, large change order for that small guy. It was like, that pretty much paid Notify forever. Literally, that is literally like that. Literally, like I just paid for it Notify forever. And think about this, right? These like little mistakes, you know, these little things that are like, you know, like falling through the cracks. It was that change order. Some other times you might be doing like a time and materials job, and you might not be charging for those hours that you put that Saturday, and for whatever reason you didn't track them, or you just didn't see them. Having this like source of truth, right? Having this space where like all the data is there, you know, you just go and check. And it gives you like guidance on what's next, you know, what I should be paying attention to, what I'm missing. I mean, you have like so many things in your head when you're running a contacting business. It's just like you're being pulled in so many different directions. At least being able to go back into a place like, in this case, Notify, but like call it like the system that you use, and being able to find, okay, these are the three things that I should be paying attention to, because those are like, you know, falling behind. I think it makes a gigantic difference, and it made a gigantic difference for those early customers of Notify.
So what you focus on will grow, and we all know that, right? And this world of all this data. So if we figure out how to migrate it and put all that stuff together, we just were in North Carolina last week with our partner in System Build Living of Offsite Tech. And it's just an super cool factory where robotics and humans, and the podcast was about how they work together, and a robot and a computer that's doing the same thing automated can provide so much data, right? But people and computers, when they're trying to construct and manage this stuff, we're trying to figure out what data we should focus on. And my question to you is, I'm trying to understand, as I get to talk with origin stories like yours, as you've worked with the warriors and the leaders of the Art of Construction tribe, is there such a thing as too much data when it comes to good decision-making? And how does your platform help shift through all that data to help the different segments, whether you're a factory, a subcontractor, a plumber, a window supplier, a blending on-site and off-site construction, which is the focus here that we're putting together as our platform for system-built living?
So yes, there is such a thing as too much data and too many data points. And I think that we tend to be very overwhelmed with the possibilities, right? Like everybody's talking about, you know, like data mining and big data and AI, but realistically, what do they mean? You know, how do we use it? What does it mean for me if I am running a small business? Do I have to care about that? And honestly, I do believe that data is important for you. I mean, your business is generating a ton of data that if you are able to make sense of some of that data, it's going to give you direction. It's going to give you this confidence, right? I think that the idea of like, again, like going back to like job costing, like, you know, like your margin, how much money I'm making per project, you know, that's data point number one, you know? Let's say that you will get to a point later on that is like, this is not enough for me. I have to go slightly deeper, right? I have to understand within one project, you know, which phases, which lines of work are performing better or worse. You will get that later, you know, after understanding first, like baby step number one, and then you might want to go into more detail. And in that way, you know, if I will help you go from, you can stay very simple at the project level, or you can go more in detail, right, at the phase level, or maybe you at the type of work, you know, it could be labor, it could be materials, it could be subcontractors, it could be equipment. So it's a matter of like getting all the data, making sense of it, and presenting it in a way that it doesn't overwhelm you and it gives you clear direction. I think that that's a piece that we do well. That's a piece that I believe a lot in. You know, it's not just about like, I mentioned this before, it's not about just letting you like, okay, let me, you will be able to download all these spreadsheets, all these like many, 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 many documents, and then try to make sense of them by yourself. No, we try to make sense of them for you, right? And we try to give you some direction. Then I think the future for us is like organized data, you know, like actionable data rather than just data, period. You know, I think that's the direction that we are taking and the industry is taking.
So humans managing data, but they're out there working all day. And the tagline that we use with a lot of these technology platforms is you don't have to come home at night and do all this extra stuff. You can just free that up. But it's at night because during the day they're out working. I'd be curious, what's your platform work as you get this to people to get over the F word, the fear of change? What is your support system like for the warriors and the leaders of the Art of Construction tribe as we all move towards this system build living to knowify how?
Yeah, we understood early on, because all these contractors like made it very clear that support is almost as important as the product. You know, it doesn't really matter if the product is great if you don't have someone that you can reach out to, you know, and actually like sometimes it will be like beyond the features or beyond, like we have people like that will contact us for like, I don't know, like someone told me that I have to use AIA invoices or payment applications. I have no idea what that is. I just have no idea what it is. Can you help me? Can you help me understand? Not only like, can you help me like do it? Can you help me understand what it is? Can you help me understand what's like stored materials? What's retainage? You know, all these things that go beyond usage of software. I said our support team has been getting, you know, extremely good and not just, you know, how to use Notify, but how to be in the industry, how to run your business, you know, and all these little things that we, Some of us, we take it for granted, right? But, you know, why purchase orders and not just going straight to like vendor invoices? Why should I create a purchase order in the first place? I know it might be obvious to you, but it will not be obvious to everybody, right? Why should I create an invoice for my customer? I'm just collecting payment. They're just sending me a check. Well, you might want to create an invoice first, right? To have the proper trail. So those little things that you should expect from Notify support, you know, those are the little things that go beyond the product that are more about like being that companion, right? Helping you as you run your business.
Love it, man. What a cool origin story of a really cool platform, but managing the two things we don't have enough of, time and money, right? So as all these different platforms of you get your origin story of your plumber to then having hundreds of plumbers and then go to the other subcontractors about, you think all those 100 plumbers are the same. And actually those 100 plumbers are all very different. And then you go to the electrician, and just the MEP world is like, as far as I'm seeing a lot of these softwares get right now, when we're trying to do advanced construction using DFMA and all the other things. If you go back to the big Autodesk world of the Amy Marks and the advanced prefab and all this amazing cool stuff out there. But if you back the truck up of like our friends at Brick and Mortar Ventures and these people that are investing a lot of time and money into these construction technologies, tell us what your current investment rounds are like and what's next for Noify as we go out and crush it to grow our business and close this thing up.
Absolutely. So I love the question. For a very long period of time, we were actually bootstrapped. You know, honestly, I think that it was difficult for me to go and kind of like play the VC game and try to spend a lot of cash and grow the business very quickly when I was trying to tell our contractors that they have to run a very efficient, you know, and a very organized business, right? How can I tell them to do that if I am not able to do it myself? So for a long period of time, if I was bootstrapped, in 2020, we got to a point where we realized that we had like way too many companies on the platform to be just like, you know, a bunch of guys here in New York trying to make it work. So we did our seed round in 2020, and we did very recently our Series A in 2021 with, you know, some great investors like Mass Mutual Ventures, Companion Ventures, Dream It Ventures. So like, you know, guys that really like believe now that, you know, that small contractors will be using more software. They will be using more technology. You know, like 4 or 5 years ago, when I would call an investor and I would tell them, so we're building this platform for like small contractors to run their business, they would tell me, never ever call me again. You know, like this, I don't want to have anything to do with the small business. I don't want to have to do anything with construction. You know, that's the worst combination if you're trying to build software or like a product. And honestly, like 4 or 5 years later, I think we proved them wrong. Right? I think that the industry is showing that we are ready. I think sometimes I tell that people will be like, no, but contractors don't want to use software. And I tell them, well, they want to use the right software. You know, have we built
it? Exactly right. The decision makers we're in their own way, right? And that's unfortunate. But now we're here, right? Like we've let the people that are actually doing the work step up. And I couldn't agree more that's why we're doing this Warrior Series, that the people that are out there doing the work, like they are hankering for this stuff, and they know more than a lot of the people. But also computational design and power, like computers and technology, a lot of things, infrastructure had to catch up because it is so complicated. Versus banking is just a pivot table in Excel. Like it's a lot simpler than construction of what I've seen when it comes to construction tech coming down the pike, right? So we'll put a bunch of information on the show notes with you guys, because it's like super cool story of how this came. And I truly appreciate you talking through the origin story of how what you weren't originally thinking became the silver bullet. But as we close this thing out, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
The future. More than the future in with technology in construction, is also like about the future in construction, right? I'm seeing all these like wave of like great contracting businesses, you know, like all these like many businesses, they believe in technology. They believe in like in systems. They know that they can provide a better experience for customers, for employees, for themselves, the business owner. So that's the future, right? And I don't even need a crystal ball for that. I think that we are getting there. You know, we are seeing that they are coming.
Yeah.
They're coming, right? I mean, like in 10 years, we look back and think like, wow.
It's so fun. From? Like, I started this podcast in 2014. I've asked that question all the time. And it's fascinating how what's coming out of that is like, when I started this thing, it was like, I don't know. I saw something on the news of some robot or something. And then it went to this evolution of the future of construction is humans, because it was like this early adopter. Like, and now it's like, here it is, folks. Noify and all these other tools are right here. So the people who are actually in the know on the Art of Construction tribe are like, well, here it is right now. And there's going to be a whole new right now after we actually make the paradigm shift. And that's the key thing when I hear your crystal ball of it's just at its infancy, right? Like there's all this funding coming into this to where, you know, money talks and bullshit walks. And the money's going into this stuff right now to where it actually is going to be a paradigm shift. Is that what you're articulating to me of kind of saying, I'm not thinking about the future. I've been doing that for the last 5 years. Now let's step up to the mic like you've done. And more importantly, get a platform to know your numbers.
The future is here. You know, don't wait. Don't wait until like, I'm going to change in 5 years. It will be actually too late because there are many others that are just like, you know, charging forward and providing like an awesome experience for everybody around them. So I think that's the future are humans, but like more organized, more professional, more efficient, you know, more streamlined humans.
Awesome. Well, what is that one thing you're going to leave the tribe, our contractors and affiliates, to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
I would say don't be afraid of like changing. You know, like life is change. You know, we change as humans, we grow up, and the business, for the business is the same. You know, I think that you will go through different stages. Yesterday I was chatting with someone new at the company, and he was telling me like running a contracting business is not just like pass or fail. You know, it has all these different like grades. You know, it has all these different stages. You can be running like, you know, you can be doing so-so, or you can be growing a little bit, or you can be like crashing it. You can just be like going there, like taking new projects, hiring more employees. I think that just like be aware of your stage today, understand where you are, understand where you want to be, you know, and build around that, create a system for you that works, and find the solutions that your business needs to keep growing.
I love it. Mark, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story. And we're really proud and honored to be affiliated with Knowify to help grow your business and know your numbers. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when I got into this business, I'm one of you tribe, and everybody just comes saying, you better know your numbers. You better know your numbers. And these are the accountants, the investors, the people that are really important to make us grow our business. But let me tell you one thing, tribe. I'm like a lot of you. I didn't have time to know my numbers. Or that's what I thought. And that was probably the biggest mistake I've made on the many mistakes we all make as we go out to market to do what we love, and that's build better buildings and craft structures. So I'm going to make this really simple for you because I wrote this down in front of me because I'm living the same thing, and I'm going to go Knowify my team after this to help look into this for our platform. What you have to focus on that will grow is this. What is your net margin per job? That's the one sentence, because net is what you actually made at the end of it. So you have to understand service and all these other parts that we lose track of because we don't have time because we're out there just getting run through the muck. Margin, track your business by margin. That's the right way to do it, not markup. Understand margin and how it works of what your true costs are in those kit of parts as we launch System Build Living about how margin yields. And whatever construction type you do, you have to focus that by job. And I can tell you that job is the part where a lot of affiliates get lost of what is considered a job. But anybody in your one source of truth needs to understand this. We get rewarded and we get paid by our net profit. That this comes from yielding the right margins for you to make more net profit. And we all understand our why and our kit of parts of how we do this and track it by job. And if you know those things, then you can automate and scale of last week's report, next week's report, and last year's reports, and 3 years' reports. Because tribe, I tell you this, actionable, organized data, getting down into the riches and the niches, that's how we can manage how long some of our days are when we get run through the muck. But how short those years are when you want to live a full life perspective to get what you want to get out of that. So I'll leave it for the outsiders. I'll give you a little quote that I came up with from Mark teaching me to help us know our numbers. plumbers don't know how to roughen the profit inside the gotcha AIA contract. Go out there and get it, tribe. Crush it. Have as much fun as possible. And I can tell you, you'll have a lot more fun when you have a better net margin and know your numbers by the job. Check out Knowify as a platform to make that happen. Cheers.